Something is going on with our youth. Something horrible. Something untoward. I wrote this back in 2017. And the more I think about it, it's becoming more and more true. And I think that this is an unsustainable course, untenable. This is what I wrote. The thing that made Black people prosper and rise above what was status quo Jim Crow laws was faith. Action and a steadfast belief in themselves and their ability to create a better future for their children through prayer and education. During the past 25 years or so, something has changed. Something moved somewhere. Our young adults. Not all, a majority, perhaps, abandon what brought us to where we are socially today. Now, the treasures embraced are not faith in God, but materialism and wealth, which only brings the fruit of death. Abandoned are the motivation toward action and embraced efforts to tear down, denigrate, and subvert. These are my thoughts regarding the youth of today. And really, it's our fault. It's the fault of the parent. Sadly, but surely, we've substituted our presence for an iPad, for an iPhone, for a Google phone, for devices, Beats headphones, television, laptops. Chromebooks and all manner of other devices. We have lost our way, America. We have to come back, not to religion, but to relationship. We have to start to love each other. And it's not about legalism. It's not about legalism, it's about love. Jesus came to share and show us how to love each other. He didn't come to become a legalist. He denounced the Sadducees and Pharisees because of their legalism. But what did we do? We go right back to the vomit. Just like the old dogs do. And we cast our pearls to swine with that wisdom. Instead of seeking knowledge, we should seek wisdom. That's what the scriptures tell us. But we don't do that. We seek knowledge, we want to know more. But see, that doesn't get us anywhere. What that does is it subverts the scripture. It subverts relationship. With whom? With God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with the Trinity. But we traded all these things in for money, materialism. Jesus said He said that The love of money is the root of all evil. We love money. We love things. You can't even go to church without them bashing you over the head about how much money to give. They give you a guilt trip over how much money that you need to give them when they're rife with cash, living high on the hog while you struggle. You can't even pay your light bill. You don't know how you're going to pay your rent or mortgage from month to month. You don't know how you're going to pay your car note or feed your children. But they want all of your money. What are we doing? And then now we have the MAGA movement. We have people who are baptized in the self-righteousness of the American flag, of Trumpism, of MAGA, or whatever it is that you're into. But it's not the Lord, it's not God, it's not loving your fellow man. That has escaped so many. I hear a lot of people who say that they're Christians, but they love the things that are going on today. That is impossible, because Jesus taught us to love one another completely, despite ourselves and our failings and our insecurities and our inadequacies. Jesus said, all the laws depend on two. The first is love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second law depends on the first. To love your neighbor as yourself. Upon all other laws, these depend. That's what Jesus said, our Lord and Savior, the master of the universe. So who are you? Who are you, church people? Who are you, legalism? Who are you to demand otherwise? You're a Pharisee. You're a sad, you see. I didn't say it. Jesus said that. He called people like you a hypocrite. A hypocrite. That is a degenerate man. Think about it.